Something's in the air tonight. The sky's alive with the burning light. You can mark my words, something's about to break. And I found myself in a bit of fight when I felt your hand through the darkest night. Don't know where you're coming from, but you're coming soon to a cure for Morgan, the way of California. All of this is more than I've ever known or seen.
It's Tuesday, October 18th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians, it's a great book. Today we're looking at Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Starting at verse 9, the Word of God says, "And it is my prayer." Now remember, this is Paul writing to the church of Philippi. "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." Now, Paul always took time to pray for people. And his prayer here is that they might live full lives, full of love, full of discernment, and they might be faithful in their daily walk, and that they might be fruitful in Christian service. See, this was a prayer of maturity, Christian maturity. Now, I feel like Paul had an eternal perspective more than anyone else. Like, he was excellent at this. He was always thinking about the big picture and the end game. In 2 Corinthians 4, he's talking about his afflictions. He's talking about his sufferings. And he says these are light and momentary afflictions. Now, in 2 Corinthians 11, it recalls just what those afflictions were. And they're pretty severe. You can go read that on your own time. But he calls them light. He calls them light and momentary because he's got the big picture in mind, the eternal perspective in mind. So notice the end game to which Paul was praying. Right here, he prayed that these Philippians would mature so that they would be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Now, what he's saying here is this: I want you to increasingly mature as Christians in preparation for the day of standing before Jesus. And so I'm praying that for you right now. Now here's the deal. We're all going to die. And we're all going to stand before Jesus. When Paul says that he wants these believers on that day to be filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God, he's saying something big. In other words, he wants you to have a 50-gallon drum, all right, filled with fruit, meaning good works, that you could hold up, just each one. You could hold up and say, "This gives glory to God." You pull out another fruit saying, "This gives glory to God." Pull out another one, "This gives glory to God," rather than just simply having a 5-gallon bucket. You know, you got a 5-gallon bucket, you're going to pull out just a handful of fruit and that's it. But 50-gallon drum, you got a lot of fruit that can fit in there. That's what he's saying. All right, but here's the deal. This starts now. Like, preparing for that day, it starts now. Oh, that we would be full of love and discernment, that we would be faithful in our daily walk, and that we would be fruitful in Christian service. See, Christian maturity is not an optional thing designated only for the spiritual elite. He calls us all to grow in the likeness of Christ. We're to pursue righteousness. We're to press on in holiness. We're to strive in purity, all in the power of the Holy Spirit, motivated by the grace of God. But that is what we're called to do. We press on and we strive. We fight the good fight. So, let us press on in holiness and thereby make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
Come on and we'll see you like we were free here.
pedal down, watch the world around.